This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Alan Lazard is not a bad football player. He's a touchdown guy. 27 touchdowns in 6 seasons. He had 6 touchdowns last year. Obviously has a rapport with Aaron Rodgers. If you're replacing George Pickens, though, you're going out, you're getting a guy in free agency, or you're trading for someone, and that's what they'd have to do here. They'd probably get him for like a 7th-round pick, Alan Lazard, who just reworked his deal. Now you're kowtowing too much to Rodgers. I'd like there to be either a stopgap that is just good, not just buds with the quarterback, but a stopgap who is good on a 1-year deal, like a Keenan Allen or an Amari Cooper, and I think both of those guys still have a lot left to give in their games. Or you get a guy like DJ Moore who's going to be here for a while. And so it's not just about Rodgers, it's about the next quarterback too. It's about that rookie you take next season.
Right.
Or it's about Will Howard. However this all shakes out, it's not just some guy that gets along with a guy who's not on the roster right now.
Unless you're trying to just go for something this year and you know that you're going to draft a receiver next year with that quarterback you draft next year. And you're just like, hey, we're just going to throw everything at it this year, see what we can do, and we know we're going to go after a second-round receiver next year.
But even then, Alan Lazard isn't the best option, I don't think.
I agree.
He's better than what they have, so it would be an upgrade. But of all the available options, I'd rank him pretty low on the list.
I agree.
I think he's a piece. I don't think he's a number two wide receiver. That's the same way I feel about Gabriel Davis.
Yep.
You don't think he's a number two receiver?
Alan Lazard?
He had 6 touchdowns in 12 games last year. What did this team struggle to do last year?
Score touchdowns.
In the red zone. In the red zone in particular.
Okay, fine. That's a piece. That's not a number two.
He's better than what they have right now.
I just said that, but he had 37 catches for 530 yards. That's not number two
on
wide
the degree
receiver.
Of feasibility. I think it's probably top 2 or 3 most feasible acquisitions they could make.
I will not disagree with that.
Year. George had what, 700?
He had 900 yards.
900.
2 touchdowns, though.
3.
Oh.
3 touchdowns.
Mr. Bostic over there with all the statistics.
And what's weird is on this ESPN, they're changing the logos of the team they play for, so I'm really warped. Because I saw that star, I'm like, oh, that's not George. Oh, it is George.
Real quick, you guys will love this. I was talking to Craig
Pickens
Riley yesterday.
15.3 yards per catch, sorry. Lazard, 14.7. Much of a difference?
530 yards!
Played in 14 games. 12 more games.
Great.
2 more games, excuse me.
He's a fine player. He's not a number two. He's never had more than 788 yards in a season in his career. Never had more than 60 catches. That's not a number two for me. When there's other options available. Is he better than what they have? Of course. Of course. Am I crying in my beer about it? No. No, I do that because I'm ugly. But I just don't want this guy if the only reason is because, oh, he's buddies with Rodgers. Because that worked out so well with the New York football Jets.
What was the word you used? They're kowtowing to Rodgers?
That's right.
Aren't they already doing that?
Yes, but then this is just taking it to a whole nother level. Now we're getting into Jets territory. It's one thing, and it's embarrassing to wait around for this guy as long as they have. And to let him basically call the shots. But it's a whole nother level of calling the shots when you go out and get Alan Lazard. Anybody could have Alan Lazard right now for a 7th-round pick if they wanted Alan Lazard.
Yeah, I don't think it's really that big of a deal. If you need another receiver and it's Alan Lazard.
Would you rather have him or Keenan Allen, though?
Or Keenan Allen.
Both.
Both.
Collect them all. Like Infinity Stones.
Yeah, why not?
Snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're scoring touchdowns.
Yep.
I don't dislike the player. I want to be clear. I just think there's better options there. Brandon Ayuk being one of them.
You think he's better? You think he's a better option than
Alan Lazard? Oh my God!
Right now, God just tore his ACL last year.
Oh, it's 2025. They put together ACLs all the time.
For the amount of money that you would have to pay,
it's not that bad.
What is it?
Because you don't have to pay the signing bonus. I have it right here.
I mean, it's 20-some mil.
So they'd be paying. What are they paying?
His contract that you would have to pay.
What's the total?
Guarantee money would be $9 million this year.
What's the total that you?
15 next year. That's what I got for you right now, Pat. I'm sorry I can't provide any further information. It might step on my own.
So you'd have roughly between Metcalf and Ayuk, roughly $45 million in salary annually.
I don't think their problem's ever been paying two wide receivers. I think it was paying the right wide receiver. And maybe Ayuk's not that.
I don't think he's the right wide receiver. I think he's a one.
And you won an actual legitimate two, so you're not just collecting football cards. You're building a team, pretty much.
And I think that's where they had two ones with Pickens, quite frankly. Now Dallas has two ones. They're different ones, and one may actually turn out is actually a one. One may not ever materialize as a one. But
so you don't like the method that the Cincinnati Bengals have two ones or one and one A?
They don't have two ones.
You don't think Higgins is a one?
No.
I think he's more of a one.
I look at ones as like, if the guy's only a one, it has to do not only with skill set but personality.
He's getting paid like a one. Higgins.
He is getting paid like a one. He's not getting thrown to like a one.
Tomlin calls him Shaquille O'Neal. You got a hack a shack.
He's not getting thrown to like a one.
Now Doran's getting the stats.
Yeah, look at me.
We're all Googling.
I'm typing.
Chat GPT in over here, Bostic.
Higgins had 73 catches, 911 yards, and 10 touchdowns last year.
Okay.
That's around one.
That's a lot of tutties.
That's a lot of catches.
That's double-digit touchdowns.
Right.
It's damn good.
That's a lot.
How many catches did he have?
73.
He had the 30th most catches in the NFL last year. 30th.
Well, he's a two on their team. He'd be a one elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Out of 32 teams, he's a one.
Is he better than Chase?
No.
Is he better than St. Brown? No.
No.
He answered his own question there. You can't do that. No. That's a sneaky
Would you take him over Neighbors? No.
Neighbors younger.
Jefferson?
No.
Lamb?
No.
Garrett Wilson?
No one's saying he's a top five guy in the league.
I'll take him over Garrett Wilson.
Drake London?
Yes.
Smith and Jigba?
Yes.
Jacoby Myers?
Yes.
McLaurin?
Kind of the same? Yes.
Why are we arguing about T. Higgins?
Tyreek Hill?
No.
He might be available. Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf? Oh, my God.
I'd take Tyreek Hill.
I'd take him, too, because you talk about crazy hot scale. That guy's got stuff going on. So much stuff I haven't even kept up with it. But at least that's a talent that's worth putting up with the nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm running the risk here of stepping on every single point I made in the 7 o'clock hour, but that guy, you're playing your safeties 38 yards off the line every play.
Yep.
Now I'd have to look into his money and all that fun stuff, but just imagine.
If Aaron Rodgers came and Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf were the receivers, I would have the Steelers as possibly a Super Bowl.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How about that? How about that, Pat?
Think about it.
Well, then they
are you going to cover them?
Then they should go do it. I mean, if they can
swing it, I would do it if I can swing it for sure.
I'd rather have a left tackle.
Man, you just get that ball out, man. Pat, come on. You'd rather have a left tackle than you being back there in the shotgun throwing to DK Metcalf and Tyreek Hill?
No, I'd love to have. I'm just saying.
Like,
that with a 43-year-old quarterback, 41-year-old quarterback that can't move.
Don't need to. At all. Just get the ball out.
Why hasn't Miami won a Super Bowl?
Because they don't have DK Metcalf.
That, too, is brain.
He was pretty good.
That's brain. He barely plays.
I'm saying DK Metcalf and Tyreek Hill.
Why hasn't Cincinnati won a Super Bowl?
They were right there. Close.
Because Joe Burrow gets killed.
They were right there. Player two away. You think Caleb Johnson
I'm not ready to say this team will be a Super Bowl contender just because
I'm not either, but I would like to watch that.
I'm saying a contender. I'm saying that they could probably get close. If everybody stayed healthy. And you have DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, and Tyreek Hill?
I'd say they're a top 10 team then.
All right. Let's split it then.
They'd be worth watching. Caleb Johnson have a nice
year. They'll be worth watching if Aaron Rodgers signs the contract. I keep hearing people say, I don't want Rodgers, roll with Mason. I don't understand it.
Mm-mm.
I just don't get it.
It would be for tanking.
Okay, so if that's what you want, fine. But what team in NFL history is tanked with an 18th year head coach?
Right.
None.
And they're not going to. But I think that's what some Steelers fans want. They wouldn't be able to handle it. We talked about that at six, Pat. Everyone lost their minds about damn George Pickens. Oh, this offense is going to suck again. And it may well. The way it's constructed right now, it would suck again. But you trade George Pickens, and that was the reaction on social media. This town would burn itself to the ground if this team tried to tank. Everyone thinks a tank's a great idea on the front end, and it might be. This town would lose its marbles if the Steelers went like 5-12.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, the Pirates are the Pirates. It's one thing when the Penguins tank to get Sidney Crosby. It's different in football.
Well, man, you also just don't watch the games. Like, a lot of people, if
every Sunday is it is a religious holiday in this town.
Yeah.
And if you go to Acrisure Stadium knowing your team is not trying to win, can you imagine? It's been bad the last couple of years. Can you imagine then?
For sure. I totally
agree
with that.
It's like Gotham. It's like it would be look like the damn Batman movie.
Blowing up the field.
Yep.
You have Bane in midfield.
Oh, you guys are trying to tank. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You merely adopted. You merely adopted the tank.
You made him like some third generation Italian guy.
Who, me?
Who opened up a pizza shop get ends to meet.
Did I?
It looks like a weird, goofy accent there, man.
I'll let Thorin do it then.
No, I like that better.
Yeah, you do it again. I'll do it.
No, I'm not going to do it again. Nah. But it'd be bad.
Oh, you merely grew up in the dog.
You went to Spicy Meatball.
All right.
Is that a better laugh, Callus?
Callus was trying to make a promo from an earlier segment. He said, I can't use it, Pat. Pat's laugh was too loud. He peaked. Well, he was popping his peas. There's. All right, there was the clip.
That's a great laugh.
That is.
Get out of here.
Play it again.
Callus.
Play it again.
No, he can't.
Well,
listen.
She should get her eyes checked.
There's.
That's great.
Boom.
You couldn't have done it any better.
It's fine.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Oh, man.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It makes a lot of sense from where we're sitting for the Steelers to backfill and get a wide receiver to replace George Pickens. But if you believe Jeremy Fowler, they think they might have that answer already on the roster. Do we agree? Do we disagree? Radio. 8:22, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We all think the Steelers need another wide receiver. It would behoove them to acquire another wide receiver. But Jeremy Fowler, formerly a Steelers reporter here for ESPN, is now a national ESPN insider. And he says, oh, the Steelers aren't concerned because they have a lot of faith in Roman Wilson. Do they? Seems to me they could have used some help down the stretch. Weren't scoring points. One of the worst offenses in football, if not the worst, over the last 5 weeks of the season. I think Roman Wilson could have come back healthy then and helped them if they really believed in the guy. Okay, you don't need him to be your number two last year. Could you have mixed him in?
Yeah, got him some reps. Like,
get him some reps. Try anything. You're not scoring. You suck. They weren't competitive in a lot of those games. Getting run out of their own stadium by the Chiefs. Got run out of M&T Bank Stadium while they got called to the carpet by one of the great football broadcasters in this country, Kirk Herbstreit. Said the effort wasn't there. All kind of embarrassment. And they didn't want to break glass in case of emergency and use Roman Wilson. They can't believe that this guy's the answer. And if they do, shame on them. I like Roman Wilson. I liked him when they drafted him. And I think he could be a good player in the NFL. He's one of these football lovers, plays bigger than his size. He's going to block for you. He blocked a ton on the perimeter for Michigan because they would go 30 straight plays against Penn State, running the football right down people's throats. That guy blocked and was okay with blocking. Played for a good coach who's an NFL coach now, obviously, in Harbaugh. Like the guy. Can't count on him. He can't be the Pickens replacement.
I just know this, like if you can't count on a guy to go in there and know the playbook, run the plays the right way, has injury issues his rookie year, like that's not somebody that NFL coaches are going to absolutely count on in their second season.
Shouldn't.
Can't. Like it just never happens. Like they're hoping and they're like he needs to get on this train before it starts moving this year, but they're not going to count on him to be a guy. No chance.
if they go into the season without another wide receiver move, and I'm not talking about like a Robert Woods move. No, a move. A Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper. We listed all the guys earlier. If they don't make a move for a legitimate number two-ish wide receiver, I'll like the move that they made Pickens to Dallas for a third and a fifth less and less. Like, you need to at least make the team watchable.
Right.
You have to. Especially when you basically, by all your moves, are saying, next year's the year for a quarterback, but we'd like to be competitive this year. Okay, if you'd like to be competitive, then make the moves that a competitive team would make.
Mm-hmm.
And to move George Pickens and do nothing after the fact is absurd. We saw what it looks like last year. One injury, and you're not scoring points. And even before the injury, things were starting to go downhill a little bit. I'm talking about the injury to George Pickens. You can't put yourself back in the same situation again. Just can't.
I'm not sure if they're looking to replace George Pickens one for one. I'm not sure that's possible because I think they actually have a bona fide one now in DK. The thing that I see that is glaring to me with the way they want to play and the reason I like Lazard is outside of DK, they've got no size at all. Roman Wilson's 5'10", Scotty Miller's 6 foot. How tall is Calvin Austin? 5'8"?
Yep.
He's my exact
5'9"?
Dimensions. Yeah.
Skoranek is a special teams player. They have no size. And Gabe Davis is 6'2", Lazard 6'5", Keenan Allen 6'2". And I know last year with Williams was a trial and then ultimately error, but all those guys, particularly Allen, was productive last year, and Lazard was productive last year. Give me a guy, if you're in two tight end, that can, with one-on-one coverage, go up and get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get to third down, you got guys that can work. That's where Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin can work. I think they're trying to build a room of body types.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with tight ends.
And to me, they need a big guy.
Yeah.
Because DK's your one. You have a one now. And he's a one on first down, second down, third down, and fourth down. You need a two, in my opinion. Your two may vary situationally. Right? Third down, your two may be Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson. Base downs, it might be Allen Lazard outside. You got split guys that are both 6'4 plus that can go up and get combat catch situations, deep balls, posts, goes, all that stuff.
Well, from that standpoint, I think then Gabriel Davis, for what you're looking for, would fit.
Gabriel Davis or Allen Lazard fit and are affordable. So does Keenan Allen. All three of those guys are plausible, in my opinion, in play and should be, one of them should be a Steeler.
Allen Lazard had 6 touchdowns last year in 12 games. It's pretty good.
He had 8 the 2 years before that.
He's had 27 and 6 in his career. I mean, the guy does score touchdowns. So I don't dislike the player.
You talk about Aaron Rodgers and, you know, potentially a short-term window with him. Give me a guy who has timing with him
right.
On back shoulder throws, understands the landmarks that Aaron likes to see, understands, you know, based on leverage where the ball is going to be thrown. Give me that. I don't think it's acquiescing to Aaron as much as it is giving your offense the best chance to be good. And having a guy with a rapport with Aaron Rodgers gives you an upper hand because he has no rapport with DK Metcalf. They've never played together. That has to materialize.
Oh, they threw together that one time, though, Pat.
I've thrown with a bunch of guys at camps, too, over the years, and they didn't play with them. It's different.
Who's the best guy you've ever thrown to?
Doran Dickerson.
I was hoping.
I looked at you. I was like, look at you.
I set him up to fail, and he hit it out of the park, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
You can't set me up for fail. I'm built different.
Ooh.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. One of the biggest voices in sports media heard a theory about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to tell you next whether I think it's true or not true. What I will tell you is, if true, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. We'll get more into DJ Moore, a trade target potentially for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Sporting News with a nice write-up on the now Chicago Bears wide receiver, possible George Pickens replacement. But I heard something yesterday that we cannot ignore. Colin Cowherd of Fox Sports says that he has heard that Rodgers does not want to sign with the Steelers until after the schedule release. And he wants to see how many primetime games the Steelers are playing. And if they're playing a bunch of 1 p.m. games, then he'll sign here. If they're playing a bunch of primetime games, he will not. Couple of things. Number one, they're going to play five primetime games no matter what, always, because they're the Pittsburgh damn Steelers. That's a fact. Doesn't matter if it's Duck Hodges, doesn't matter if it's Mason Rudolph, they are going to play with Mitch Trubisky or Mason Rudolph or whomever five primetime games.
They're going to play two Monday nights, a Thursday night, and two Sunday nights.
Yep, and then they'll have the potential to get flexed into those 425 windows and sometimes on holidays as well. So, sorry, Rodgers, if that's really what you want, you're going to be upset because you're going to be playing.
It can't be.
If it is, I'll be clear on this. If it's a
multiple-time NFL MVP.
Listen, I agree. It's one of the dumbest things
it's
I've ever
heard. It's a terrible take.
I don't think it's a take. I think it's a source to Cowherd. At least that's what he claims.
Yeah, claims.
I'm just saying, if that's really what Rodgers is waiting on.
Guess what? He does want to play primetime games?
Then you don't sign him. Then you say thanks, but no thanks.
How many primetime games do they play with the Jets?
He doesn't want to play primetime games.
How many primetime games did they have last year with the Jets?
A lot.
They had one against the Steelers, right?
I think they had five. I think they had the max.
Wherever he goes, they're going to have primetime games. So they don't play then, if that's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. If my man is like, I can't stay up past my bedtime, okay, then you ain't my quarterback. What, because you got to hit the early bird special, man, at 5 p.m.? Get down to Denny's? Get yourself a Moons over my hammy? Get the hell out of here.
I thought he liked the dark.
He doesn't want the bright lights.
Ah.
Actually, you know what? Him and Art can bond over this because the Steelers hate the primetime Monday night games. They don't like it because it's too loud on the North Shore, and we are a goofy town, and fans are going to leave early because they're going to beat traffic, and the attendance is going to be down a little bit. They don't like the primetime games. So he and Art can bond over that. But this just in, they're getting a bunch of primetime games.
Yes.
Old-ass man that wants to stay up till midnight. Don't want to take a shower and then drive home through the traffic, get home at 1 a.m., where his girlfriend's eating clay.
Girlfriend or wife?
That's a good question.
Personal.
He's got the ring.
Personal
situation. I would say that there is less than 10% chance that's true.
I have to agree because it's such an absurd notion.
Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers for crying out loud.
Of all the things that would be a reason why someone wouldn't want to go anywhere, the time of the games, if it is true, never call him again. Never call him again. Oh, I don't want to stay up past my bedtime. Can't possibly play in a 425 window. Don't want to be on national TV. Guess what, pal? You're going to Ireland, too. That one's prime time. That's guaranteed. Going to be a 9 a.m.er. I guess not prime time, but in its own solo window.
Yes.
I cannot believe that this is where we've landed on all of this.
Yeah, I highly doubt that this is true.
It's one of those things that's gone on so long that there are theories just growing from the ground.
That's an amazing theory because it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's the bar none. While we've been doing radio together, Dorn, I have never heard something that made me go, "Really? That's stupid, Mortonus."
Yep. I could see if it was like playing in Pittsburgh in the cold weather, but
sure,
not playing indoors because you're your older age. And
I totally would get that.
Yeah.
I would totally get
not,
that.
Can I read a tweet?
Of course.
This is from James. Pat, I have my first dip in Lancaster at Village Green Mini Golf Course. I've been there. I went to putt and fell over, got dizzy. My buddy Kirchhoff had to drag me onto the grass to get off the putting green. Never dipped again.
It's amazing so many people get addicted to these things.
Especially you two.
Oh.
This is different.
What?
This is healthy.
Zen's healthy.
Healthier. It's a healthier option.
Mm-hmm.
Healthier.
It's like you know, you
Five Guys is healthier than McDonald's.
If you go to McDonald's, you can get a salad. You can go get a salad at McDonald's.
Some of the salads at McDonald's are their highest calorie items.
It's a healthier option. It's like you look at a menu.
I applaud
you. If you go to In-N-Out Burger, you can get protein.
Or you could not go to In-N-Out Burger.
You could get the protein wrap where it's not the bun, it is the lettuce wrap.
Okay. You didn't know what I ate last night? Halibut.
Halibut.
First time in my life.
Had halibut last week, I think.
Did you really?
Yeah, had salmon last night. Salmon.
I'm tired of the salmon.
That's why
I went with the halibut.
You ever blacken your salmon?
I have not blackened Dorn. My salmon.
Dorn, what?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
Every time you say something remotely, like, Dorn.
Remotely what?
He does.
I'm confused.
You're not confused.
Explain what you're saying.
So a nice Cajun seasoning on the salmon?
Have.
You like it? You like risotto?
Yes.
Big risotto fan.
We had risotto with spinach in it last night. My wife is a hell of a cook. And it was excellent. Still tasting it right now. Every now and then when I
can smell it.
Are you?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Are you an orzo guy? You guys like the orzo?
Yes.
Yeah.
My,
I think we had orzo last night. It wasn't risotto.
It's rice pasta.
See, my wife made orzo salad, so it's got the fresh onions in it, some tomatoes, some feta cheese.
Do you put Zin in it too?
No, we don't put the. It's addictive enough without it.
Healthier option.
And then you put a little Italian dressing in there. You mix it up. It's like a pasta salad, but with the orzo, it's so refreshing this time of year.
Very good.
You have it alongside some blackened salmon. Nothing better. Why'd we get off the halibut, though? I've never had halibut until last night.
You ever had spots?
I want to talk about halibut.
Spots is good.
Oh. Yeah.
What is spots?
Oh, Virginia spots?
It's a white fish, flaky white fish.
Mm. Doran.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's one of them Caucasian fish,
yeah.
Doran.
Yeah.
We're comfortable with each other here.
Are we?
I'm getting less and less the more this segment goes on.
Why? Relax.
I tried to drink my coffee as a little side bit here, and I have nothing, but I'm going to fake it. All right.
How was the halibut? Go ahead.
It was wonderful.
Did you make it?
I didn't make it. My father-in-law did. Threw it on the grill.
On the grill.
On the grill. And then.
Boys.
Let me tell you, boys.
Then we drowned it.
We drowned the halibut, man. Little mango chutney on top.
You said that earlier. It sounds great.
It was so refreshing.
Do you put any jalapeno in the chutney?
No.
Mango jalapeno?
Would be game. Okay. Would be down for that.
Big question, potential Twitter poll. Mm. Pickled jalapenos or fresh jalapenos?
I'm an equal opportunity jalapeno man.
I'm a fresh guy. A fresh guy.
I can do it both ways, man.
Same.
Big on both.
Mm-hmm. But a fresh jalapeno with the mango chutney, a little bit of heat with the mango sweetness.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Halibut. Mm. Yeah. Sounds good.
I just always had assumed that I'd tried halibut.
It's a different type of fish.
It is. It's kind of chickeny,
yeah.
To be frank. Yeah. Really good. Was kind of falling apart a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just enough. Not too much. Not too crumbly. I've always had a difficult time grilling the white fish.
Mm-hmm.
This was tremendously done. All right. Texter. I absolutely loathe primetime Steelers games. I wish every one of their games were at 1 p.m. This was a Wisconsin area code. You think Rodgers is listening to the show? Look, I get it. I'd rather all
How
the
do
games
you know Wisconsin area code?
I was just being facetious.
Oh.
I agree, like I wish every Steelers game was at 1 p.m., but that's not the reality. Texter, Crowley, do you drink your coffee black?
Pat thought that was real funny.
He thought it was hilarious.
That was real funny.
How you said it was what was funny. It's like when the one day you're like, a Didi Kinkabwala.
Bwala. We have a big-time update on George Pickens' burner account. Michael Brewerly. We'll get to that coming up next. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Sales guy Brent was just in here. He'll wander in to talk about fish. What are you talking about? Virginia spots?
Yes.
Spots. Grouper.
My grandma, rest her soul, used to smoke Virginia Slims.
Hmm.
Her name also Virginia.
Nuh-uh.
Jean. Yeah. Used to smoke Virginia Slims.
Here, Virginia,
yeah. It's exactly right. So Brent was in here, and he wanted to thank me because I'm going to be part of the Hofbräu House keg tapping.
Well, that's you fit the bill.
2 weeks from yesterday at Hofbräu, I'm going to be tapping a keg. But I find out I was a second choice. He said, Doran, you didn't respond. So Crowley, thank you for doing it. Well, now I don't want to do it. I was a second choice.
I mean, I did it last year, so I feel like it's your turn to do it. It's a great time.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
It's a great time. It is awesome.
Will you do a keg stand?
No.
Old, like, kyphosis. Real barrel.
Kyphosis. We used to go to Hofbräu House all the time.
I never went there.
We watched, like, Janoco and all of us watched the Stanley Cup final there and then went to the South Side for when they paraded down the South Side.
Didn't you do that too or something?
No. We used to go on Thursdays all the time.
Right. Shotsky.
College night. Yeah.
Shotsky. Oh.
Be singing songs, standing on tables.
Good beer, too.
We stole a stein one time.
Dunkel.
Dunkel's the best.
Oh.
I don't know if I can say this. They won't invite me out there, but we stole a stein one time.
Stein.
A stein.
I think they'll be, hopefully you'll return it.
I'm not going to. It's now you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, whatever the hell that saying is. I've had it for a decade, so it's mine now. And we have in our pub the giant stein, and every time we crack a beer, that's a bottle, we put the bottle cap in there, and overflowing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Overflowing.
It is. I'd like to go back in time and dump those out. I bet you I could remember what nights they're all from, too.
No.
Oh, I definitely could.
No way.
There have been a handful of pub nights.
You can't remember yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. What was our Twitter poll? Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. Did you like the George Pickens trade? There you go. Michael Brewerly, the burner account for one George Pickens, it's all been deactivated. It's been purged. It says there's one tweet left for Michael Brewerly, and it says every story. Am I drunk right now?
Probably.
Every story needs a villain, is what it says. So I'm guessing that he's referring to himself.
Yep.
But Michael Brewerly is no more. I'm sure he'll pop up with something new in Dallas.
Jerry Brewerly.
Jerry Brewerly is great.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, so he actually has a burner account?
Oh, yeah. It's never been confirmed that it's George Pickens, but it's definitely George Pickens.
Doesn't tweet during the games and tweets after the games and stuff that, I mean, it's in his camp, I would say that. Like, I don't know if it's actually George, but it's a brother, sister, somebody, a relative.
Yeah, someone within the George Pickens camp is running that sucker. Yeah.
Wow.
Or no longer. Texter, guess we should start calling Crowley West Virginia Slim. Oh, man. That's not a bad nickname. West Virginia Slim. One more text on this. Crowley, my mom used to smoke VS Light, 120 menthol. Those are long cigarettes. Would send me into the stores as a kid with a note to buy them while she sat in the car. You used to be able to do that. Back in the day.
Yeah, you could buy for your parents.
Mm-hmm. Go to the local corner store, be like, I need a pack of Virginia Slims and a pound or a Mad Dog 40-40. I guess back then it would have been Colt 45.
Colt 45.
You just walk out. If you wanted to, if you're a 10-year-old and you really want to get messed up, you could.
Yeah, I'm not sure I ever did that.
No one's going to stop you. I don't know that you could do it in our day, like the generation before our generation. I think
you could do it in our day. I mean, well, if you grew up in a small town like I did in Imperial, you could do it.
Remember the candy cigarettes? Remember the candy cigarettes?
Oh, yeah.
Or the gum cigars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What, do they sell those still?
Yeah. They do.
They do.
I need to get my hands on.
What have we done to our youth, by the way?
Oh.
Here you go.
Don't get me started.
Here's a fake cigarette, kids. All from Big Tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a candy cigarette so you get used to this oral fixation. You'll be smoking cigarettes your entire life.
Yeah, and then you have the bubble
Big
gum.
League Chew.
Big League Chew.
You could even buy beef jerky. You might still be able to. You get beef jerky back in the day in the little tin.
Yep. Still get it.
What are we doing to our kids?
The little tin beef jerky was legit.
Oh, it's slapped.
Root beer. Are we sure it was actually beef jerky?
I don't know. That was good.
You know, youth baseball, I'm back into sunflower seeds big time.
I chew them every time my son has a game.
What flavor?
Ranch.
Yeah.
I'm a barbecue, Frank's Red Hot.
I didn't know they had a Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, yeah. They have dill pickle, too.
Yeah, I've had that. Pretty good.
The Frank's Red Hot's legit. It's really good.
When I was a kid, I used to just chew them and eat them. And let me tell you, when it comes out, no good. Well, no good. Yeah, cannot digest.
It's like a splinter.
Yes. Dozens of them.
I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not real patient.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, the first few, I'll have a nice wad in, and I'll move, you know, one from one side to the other and crack it and try to get the seed.
That's the move.
And then I get impatient. And then I just start chewing them. And all of a sudden, you'll just see it looks like a chucking wood. There's just wood
flying.
Spit them out.
And then your taste buds start to go. It doesn't take very long before you got no
and
taste.
And then you
got
to throw in some Big League Chew to wash it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a sip of a fresh mixed Gatorade in a Gatorade container.
I get like an ulcer. I get like the, it starts to burn on my cheek.
I'm with you.
With the salt.
You can go through, you got a big day on Saturday coming up with a bunch of games. You're going to go through at least a full pack.
Yeah, I have three big packs already ready to go.
I'm getting texts about candy cigarettes. This is great.
It's Big Tobacco. It's no good.
Grandpa Joe's candy store on the Strip has those candy cigarettes, Fred Iritty.
We had them at our wedding because our father-in-law is in a tribute band for the Rolling Stones. And so they would always have the candy cigarettes hanging out of their mouths while they performed.
That's awesome.
Did they look cool? like you say, that people look cool with the cigarette?
I mean, think of a guy wearing a Mick Jagger wig and leather pants with a candy cigarette. If that doesn't say cool, that doesn't scream cool, I don't know what does, Dickerson.
Is the band good?
They're outstanding. Jumpin' Jack Flash, check them out. The best show they do every year is at the Honey Honey Bar in Deep Creek, Maryland.
Love the Honey Honey.
Oh, it is MILF City.
When are we going? Jeez.
It is Cougar Town.
Isn't that the only bar down there, though?
You're darn right, Doran.
You have to live
down. It is Cougar Town.
Town or time?
Cougar Town.
Love the Honey Honey.
We got to get into the football, guys. You guys,
this has
just
been great.
You guys are just taking
the show. I can do this all day.
In all kind of different directions here. If Starkey ever let Crowley step in, wouldn't miss a beat. You're turning into the same person. I've heard that a lot. He's brighter than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, yeah, we have a lot of similar ticks.